This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. This is Mary from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
It's good to hear. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Please be informed that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. We're just calling in regarding the email that you sent over to us regarding your Google business profile verification. Is it good? So, is it a good time to speak about it? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So with that, we are on Google right now. If you look up roof cleaning or anything, we are on Google. Now, my problem is it took me so long to get on there. And the fact that they won't, they seem to not be verifying anything. And it took, we did three videos. We did everything to get verified. I don't want to start that whole process over again and get pulled off of Google. It's just, I'm on it right now. If people look up roof cleaning or they look up moss removal, gutter cleaning, we pop up and we're the third one down. So I understand that you guys want to take care of it, but to me, being on it right now, I'm done screwing with Google. We've been screwing with them for 3 months. We have been trying to get on, and someone that I did a job for ended up putting a 5-star review, and then all of a sudden, boom, we were there. Now, the problem is no one knows what email it's connected to, you know, adjust it or do anything. I'm not really worried about adjusting it. I'm on there. It's third one down. I'm good with that. I just want to leave it alone.
I understand where you're coming from, Eric. Thank you so much for clarifying. I just want to... You are correct. That is what we're working on. We're trying to claim that existing Google business profile, considering that it's already ranking on the first page. We did spoke before regarding this, and both you and your son doesn't have access to it. But that's the thing. We need to have access to be able to manage it. Another good thing is to, in order to maintain your ranking, because ranking actually fluctuates. So if we're not managing it, if we're not optimizing it, there's a possibility that your ranking may go down. And that's the reason why we want the best for you. We want to be able to optimize it for you Sorry, go ahead.
No, and I totally understand that. But again, it took 3 months. I can't do that. It's hurting my business. If I pull that account or I have to re-verify stuff, it is hurting my business. And I really can't have that. And I know you guys want to manage it. And I appreciate you guys wanting to manage it. My problem is, you know, people will write reviews. I can get them to write reviews, which long as they're writing reviews, it'll keep that Google page at a good standing. But my problem is, I get that you guys want to manage it, but I can't have it go away again. If I have it go away, I'm losing business again. And I just can't do that.
I understand where you're coming from.
Right now, I want to leave it alone. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's actually the thing. The verification that we're doing is not for the existing listing. The verification that we're doing is actually for the one that we created. In that way, once Google sees that there's two verified listings, we can then merge them. We're not verifying the existing one. So it's not going to be affected with the verification that we're doing. We're verifying the one that we created in order to claim the existing one so that we can then manage it for you. Because that's what you're paying us to do, to be able to optimize it for you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you get it right. That is, you know, what I am paying for.
Eric, I'm so sorry. The line is cutting in and out. Can you hear me fine on your end?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better. Please go ahead.
Okay. So I was also talking when I signed up with you guys about you guys doing my Meta Facebook ads also. And that's another one I really want to get going to, if we can, you know, figure out a way to get that one started and get some ads going on Facebook to where they, you know, they show up. But I do get the Google one. You know, Google is the problem. They're having the problem verifying me. So I don't know what to do to get them to verify me. We made video after video. We, you know, it's getting on mine and my wife's last nerve. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, Eric. That's actually the reason why we reached out to Google. We escalated to Google. And that way you don't need to go through the usual video verification anymore. We requested them to enable the live video verification, which is actually the ultimate verification, because for live video verification, you'll be having a Google representative look into everything with you, your tools and equipment, your work vehicle, your documents. It's not just going to be you recording everything. It's going to be a live video verification with a Google representative checking everything that you'll be showing to him or her. With live video verification, there's not really anything to surpass with that because you're going to be directly showing everything with the Google representative. As of yesterday, the live video verification was still enabled, but for some reason, Google disabled it. I just checked right now before calling in. So I reached out to the back office team before reaching out to you to have them reach out to Google once again to enable live video verification. We'll just have to wait for that. We're not going to be doing the usual video verification anymore since you've gone through that process before. We'll just wait for Google to re-enable live video verification. Once that's re-enabled, I can have the back office team reach out to you. In that way, they can assist you with it so that you'll not be alone, meaning they'll be the one reaching out to Google to have a Google representative available at your preferred time. Do you have a preferred time once the live video verification
not
is
sure.
enabled?
We're going to do it next week. My wife's off today, but this is her only day off. So we will be doing it next week. If they want to get it, you know, I'll put in, I know that you're reading emails and I very much appreciate that. You don't even know how much I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in the email her next day and time off and mm-mm. best time to get this going so that mm-hmm. we can, you know, sit down with, we'll have all our paperwork out. The tools are in the truck, so we'll just have to walk downstairs and show the tools, show the truck, everything like that. But that won't be a problem. You know, we'll have all the paperwork at the house ready to go. And, you know, that way when we do this, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, sorry. Do this live thing with them. We'll have everything that they need.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, Eric. So here's what we'll do. I do understand you and your wife's time is very important. I'll go ahead and be on the lookout for this account. I'll check it every day to see if Google has already re-enabled live video verification. Once they've re-enabled live video verification, I will then go ahead and reach out. I will go ahead and then send you a text or email, and then you can reply to me your wife's preferred time so that the
Perfect.
Back office team can then reach out to you.
Perfect. That sounds great.
All righty. Perfect. Sounds like a plan. Regarding the Facebook ads, let me take a look here. So it's actually been running since September 17th. Have you seen the preview on the Local Splash dashboard?
No, I didn't. Can you resend that? Would that be okay? I didn't see that. I just get so many emails a day, like, it's crazy.
I totally understand. Let me send you your login credentials for the Local Splash dashboard, and we can definitely check it out now while we're on the call.
Okay.
It looked like the password was already reset, so I can't actually see it on my end anymore. But your username is your phone number ending in 5214. All you have to do is actually go to my.localsplash.com.
Okay. I'll have to do that once I'm available to do that. I'm kind of in a meeting right now with my boss. So, No, you're fine. You're fine. He was taking a break anyways. yeah, I'll look at that. I'll go to the Splash page. I do know how to get into that. I got to remember my password because I punch in so many passwords like a week. I need to start writing them down. And then I'll get in and take a look at that and let you know how that's looking.
Sure, Eric. Yes, once you're signed into your local Splash dashboard, all you have to do is go to the Facebook ad section, and you'll see there a preview that you can check out how the ad looks like in a customer's perspective. And if there's anything you'd like to change or add to it, you can either reach out to us or you can use the request changes button below the preview and indicate the change that you would like.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very much welcome, Eric. Any questions before I let you go?
Nope. You've done really great.
It's the least I could do for a patient, for a valued customer like you. Thank you so much for your patience. I will be reaching out to you once we hear from Google re-enabling the live video verification.
So they All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you
so much for choosing Local Splash. You're welcome. You take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.